It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And since kids' sports are in full swing right now, that's our hot topic of the week.
Today, we're focusing on the time commitment that kids' sports can take. I have three kids, and when you multiply three times even one sport a season, that adds up to a lot of hours that mom and dad are driving kids around and sitting on the sidelines cheering them on.
Yes, and all that time can take a toll on family life, especially when the parents have to split up just to get the kids where they need to be. Gwen, I know you opted not to let your youngest compete on an advanced gymnastics team because it would mean lots of traveling. Have you regretted that?
You know, I really haven't. We just didn't want to be forced to go in different directions so that one of us could go out of town with this kid for gymnastics meet while the other takes the boys to their games. Weekends are kind of supposed to be our time to hang out together. And honestly, she is just as happy or more so doing gymnastics in a less competitive environment. She's only six.
Yeah, that's true. My daughter typically plays basketball, you know, once a year. I know many families are big into sports though, and it's a good idea to pay attention and evaluate whether it's too much.
Yes, and some things to look for. Do your kids complain of headaches or stomach aches, which may be due to stress or missed meals or lack of sleep?
Yes, and sometimes report cards can help you decide to cut out activities or not. If your kids are consistently behind on their schoolwork or their grades start to slip, that could be a red flag that they're overcommitted.
Yes, thanks for listening today. We'd love for you to visit over at our website sometime. That's nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.